main thing is we must keep our employees, you know, not get them like this, they don't try to help and not worry about it.
You can't do it.
No way. Is it? No way. Absolutely no way. Probably still on the phone.
No, he's across the street.
Oh, his office is upstairs.
No, sir. I don't know about it. I didn't wanna get Lynn's notes all out of junk. It's more sensitive than it should be to those things.
Let.
I guess everybody gets on.
What about what about the,
about Ricky Lazzardi and.
Oh. Jesus, can you imagine what we'd be doing out of Lynn?
We wouldn't have made it this week,
This week we've been cleaning crumbled. On a day like this today.
Or if it's been fun, my God, then it would have.
Lazzardi may still feel we've got to relax and say, perfect, let him sleep on that. Sleep on the closer recommendation, but let him not do it yet.
I think he was thinking of that in the context of a big sheer thing. He had no way of knowing he didn't. I knew in my own heart that that just wasn't that tough a problem that they're in.
We'll see when he gets here. But it is, I don't think that, yeah. What we know today.
But there'll always be something that is tough and we just we work it out. Every time we work it out, it's finished. Can't find anything, you can't do it. It's fancy.
Yeah, we have to realize they're not after Bob or John or Henry or Haig or Marcy. They're after the president. Shit, that's what it's all about, you know that. Huh?
They're going to prove them all wrong.
They might destroy us again. Maybe you're right, I see as well that I have a feeling that the president of our cats has no needs.
But see, that was a totally dishonest way for us to do it. That's what you're doing.
Which is not really what happened.
No, it's not. Some of those things came from Jay Herbert. He needs to know that. Copper because he had that final foot thing with the girl gun. Some came from Henry.
I know. Hell of a lot came from Henry, huh? And you know, I didn't approve of the only one that I said they would crack all the time. And a document, I said, God damn it, it's fine about the whole son of bitches.
If I say it doesn't make any sort of difference, then what? It's always got to be presented in the context of decisions were made based on who had access and had reason to have been vulnerable in the context of a leak.
Yep.
And if that situation coincided with a past record, then the question about it.
Step out one day.
Well, he realized it last night. He said, damn, I might have got better. Cancel. my trip to step up.
Oh, sure.
I said, no.
That, and it's an obsession of Washington story, which is not that big. State was that big. But he must make his trip down to the country and then come back and clean Washington up and he comes back. Right?
Yeah. If it's still around, and he could be maybe. Why this one?
Will Sullivan so state that he said no go?
Yes.
Will he stand up?
Yes. I believe he will.
We've got other witnesses that Solomon called. And Solomon was furious.
Furious?
Oh, he was mad as well. He finally got Noel Gottler up to speed, confessed Noel Gottler. And that's when they raised the thing with Hoover again. And they went round and round, Hoover wouldn't go. So they called everybody in. And that's when they came to see you.
That's right.
He had tried to fight, and you assigned Houston, and it went through, but it was no go.
But I assigned Houston, and then I, all of them said, it's go.
Yes.
Within 2 days, it was turned
within
off.
Within 2 days, they tell me. About 2 days, it was turned off. Now, Lou Cardello remembers, because he was called by Bill Sutton and said, okay, we got the green light. It's finally go. He said, go to work, making the list. He said, it'll take us some time to reassemble the assets to do this, because they had dispersed the type of people into this operation.
So.
And so Tordello said, okay, I'll start work on the list of targets, but I'm not going to send it to you until you get the assets in place and are ready to go, because then I want you to have an outdated list. Well, before they ever assembled the assets or anything, back came Sullivan and said, it's all off, it's suspended. Lou's got notes on
all of them.
What their notes?
They have their notes?
Yes. Lou Torgello's got a note of everything. He's in the business of taking everything from the president. He's got it all.
Well, then, Judy, that's better. We talked to
yes.
Mr. Fred.
Yes. So it was turned off.
I thought we thought 3 months.
It never got off. Now, the history goes on from there. The question was raised subsequently, once or twice. It never went anywhere. I mean, to show that it wasn't going on, they actually made the pitch again here and there. They never really got a bite on it, and they could never quite get a handle on it until Pat Gray was appointed.
Sure.
No, we didn't have a problem, but we came close. We came close. Pat went out to visit NSA and took four of his assistants with him. And he told Lou Tardello they were meeting with him. He said, I understand we used to do some things for you that were very helpful. Lou said, yes, that's true. He said, I understand we cut them off. He said, I'd like you to say, why the hell did they never go? Well, Lou didn't know all the guys sat around the table. He said, well, maybe some of your own people can take it. But Lou finally told him, he said, I understand Tolson got to Hoover and convinced him to scream because it would hurt his image. One of the guys at the table verified it. So then Pat said, well, I damn well think we ought to try to put it back. We ought to review the situation, weigh the risk, the advantages, and see what's the. They started that process. Pat was putting back together the asset, and
Sullivan told me this.
Tordello told me this.
Oh, you're right. Thank God he's right.
And then they thought that Pat was going to run with it. It went about 6 weeks, Pat trying to reassemble the assets, because it was real rusty now, since 67. And then, I forgot what it was that happened that turned off the whole damn thing, but something happened with respect to Pat's appointment, approval, or something of this type, and it was all dead. So we've never gotten off again.
What is the situation then? That they didn't burglarize anything?
No burglarize.
They didn't do anything?
No, sir.
Then what in the hell does he mean? He must be relying on something he got from Mars. He said to do it, he didn't know what the hell he had.
All these documents show is that there was an affirmative decision by virtue of the memo from Baltimore to Houston. That's all he has. And apparently, he doesn't know.
How do we answer the fact that just turned off?
We tell him bluntly it was turned off. It was never done.
48 hours later.
Yes. And we'll have to check these logs and get the precise times. Secretary, but we can do that. We'll get that right down. I've told him to go back and work on his notes. I want precision.
Get the notes. Yeah, it was a matter of hours or days. I don't care. It's 48 days. Just so it turned off.
Just so it turned
off. Nothing was done.
Nothing was done.
There's the contingency plan. It was presented, approved. I only approved the content policy. I didn't approve the burglar or this or that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Is it home?
No.
Sure.
And I talked to Bob again. Bob just doesn't remember.
And we're talking about things that were done in 1967.
Yeah, they were done up until 1967.
The question was whether we should renew things that were done until 1967.
That is correct. We had one increment in that, Mr. President, in that document that was previously done.
Okay.
Well, it was not recently, not as recent as 1967. And that was a black job, black bag job on internal security targets. Now, we both know how that system
that
worked.
That was not clear.
No, sir.
Thank God.
Was not done then. But we both know how that system worked. And how Hoover, in the early days, Hoover participated.
Yep.
In the later days, I know, just from dealing with the...
Right.
It was done
away. But now, the point that we have to do here, you see, our game plan changes a bit, doesn't it?
In some respects, but not many, I think. I think we've still got to watch. I agree thoroughly that we've got to let Irvin lead this thing. I've already had some evidence. He's already putting it out.
Have you? Like what?
Let me think of the name.
Right.
The guy Justice today that I called.
Yeah, right.
Ran this committee for Bob Martin. And as well, he's got complete records. They didn't do anything.
Martin will be good.
I've talked to Marty and Bernie Wells. Bernie Wells actually headed up that committee when it wrote its first paper through its last paper. First paper was on the...
That was the January.
Right.
That was the later.
So that one was not a successor effort. It was something entirely different.
Yeah.
And it was clean.
Right. Completely fine. Right. Well, so he begins to leave.
But Bernie Wells told me this afternoon. He had a phone call. I've got it. Drift of several other inquiries around town that make it very clear that they have an inkling of this.
Right. Right. Maybe we want to let them...
I think we want to let them get out on the limb.
Yeah. I don't think we should move first.
No, sir. No.
You agree?
I agree.
Why should we move first, though?
I think it's important. If when they move, you're going to use national security grounds as a justification for not releasing this document, for the damage it would do, you were protected. And this is the reason you're worried about CIA involvement. No.
But that's why there was an operation that was never implemented.
But since your argument is on national security grounds, you sure don't want to be the one that exposes the operation.
I know.
Let them do it.
Yes.
They'll do it.
Yeah, but can't. My point is, we've got to get across very fast the fact that it was never implemented, that this was basically a policy paper that was...
But I think we have to let them get out on the limb a little bit before...
First,
we have to be prepared.
We must volunteer all this information in advance.
That's right. But we have to...
Should they realize we turned off and they don't know?
No, sir, I don't think they will. And I think, quite frankly, we're going to have a hard time making it safe. Tardello will be a good witness. I think we'll be able to get witnesses out of the
Well, I think we have a hard time. We just stay right to it firm and hard.
Right.
We've done this before.
Right.
Of course, we have a hard time. But it's true. See, that helps.
That's right. And they can find no evidence of any activity that it wasn't true.
We asked them to produce any evidence.
Able to turn. Jim Schlesinger is going through over there with a fine tooth comb to make sure they weren't involved.
Well, we'll see. Dean, curiously enough, probably doesn't know it was turned off.
I believe
that's
probably
didn't funny. Learn about his alarms. That's my opinion.
Yes.
I don't think he really knew about it. You know what I mean?
That's a possibility that he didn't know about it at all.
Maybe. Where are we?
question is, when you get qualified, get them nailed down.
And if it doesn't,
then we start writing.
Right. What is also that for security reasons, because of this, that the plan submitted to the president was submitted, approved, and disapproved.
Well, we want to lay out that it came to you with a unanimous recommendation.
And the unanimous recommendation is involved within 2 days because of the recommendation of Jay Cooper, president disapproved, and put mention right to letting them credit for security.
He says that was just his recollection.
But Sullivan clearly
have the capability to execute. Then why do these weren't executed orders? This is a broad...
No, this is a policy. This is a policy. It was very clear.
Yes, you were careful with the family, too.
Tom said the procedures whenever you put them. Yes, yes. Very
important. Thank God. Unfortunately, thank God. Was never done.
Yes.
But I approved the procedures.
You approved the policy?
The policy.
There were no procedures set forward.
Well, the burglary, I approved the burglary, was that it?
You approved it. You approved it as a policy. Of specific targets.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It was done before 67. Until 67.
I would say you just make that very quick. Yeah, to return to procedures that it had done before.
That's a very good point, President Memorandum. The question was whether the return procedure was reached before the year 1967.
Or until then.
Until the year 1967.
We'll get the exact date
and
turned out.
The various agencies met and unanimously recommended that there be a return to such procedures.
Declined it.
Yeah.
Dick, no. Do you have any evidence of this? This was in
late March. He was conducting an investigation.
That's correct.
And I have any of the state of the president.
He has no states of the president.
No states whatsoever. That is wrong. I'm afraid of that, but I don't think they should put out the states of the president.
I agree. Never. I agree. But holding these documents right now, we're going to end up, the only way you can do it is to take physical custody, and you're going to be in defiance of court order. I think that'll do you more damage than anything. So I think we're going to have to give on this. I think we've got to be ready with an explanation. John now has an explanation. In his notes, he found of the Walters thing, he says he has clear recollection of the meeting now. Found notes of it, where the whole purpose of the meeting was to deeply explore with CIA whether they had any involvement and make them talk to Pat Gray. It was to be Pat Gray's decision, but to talk, and the concern was that CIA was involved at that point.
Because we thought they were.
Because you thought they were.
Sure.
And he thought so. Said there was a clear belief that CIA was in the plot. And I don't know what the circumstances were was based on which that base of belief was based. But there it is. So I think John can take care of it. I think because of this, we've got to go into that. Give them as much as we can to deal with this thing. I think where we clearly see it's a high probability the court will not recognize the privilege.
Well, let me ask you on Walters. Why does Walters have to give, why did he take his MEMCON and say, I've taken national security stuff out of giving the rest?
No, sir. The district attorney's office will not accept that. However, they say down there that they will take any national security stuff out. So I've been through the argument with them. You know, they couldn't hold a damn thing in the Ellsberg trial. Before it was ever tainted, they lost it all. The judge took the classified documents, put a correct technical order,
and then exposed it. With the Walters thing, as he briefed, it looks at the president ordered or even the hall of an end to fix the case. Is that right?
Well, now it doesn't look like the president did it, but it looks like they portrayed
That's the way it would be portrayed. Well, would you say that? You think that's better than trying to hold
it? Yes. We have to be prepared to answer. And I think, I really don't think we have a choice, Mr. President. They're not presidential papers. They're pretty far removed. I think the court would not allow the privilege.
Well, Walters, of course, has to supplement it by his own testimony, doesn't he? That's all he has to do.
We really don't have to discredit the way. Which we're going to have to discredit the son of which I think was subjectively influenced by the son of
the context.
But you have some of the context. He thought the whole purpose of this. He thought all of an error that were misusing me.
That's right.
That's what he thought.
And he started this thing because I checked with him three times. He heard me one time.
Because John Wilson represented him in another case.
I believe But I mean, take him up before the judge.
Take the question of
what draws on our walls.
Walter's documents and John Ehrlichman's conversation. Take
no.
Take with finding specific.